Yaqub Sara graduated this month from Indiana University, Indianapolis, with a degree in psychology. But he wasn't celebrating with his friends during the last weeks of his undergrad.
I just feel like, how can I function normally and do everything normally when my home country is undergoing these atrocities?
I met Sara at the Campus Center, a place where he and other students talk about the war and advocate for Palestinians. He was born and raised in Fishers, but his family is from Palestine. His grandmother and father were displaced from the conflict in Gaza in the late 1960s.
My parents did not choose to come here. They did not come to America, and they didn't have the American dream in mind. It was displacement. They couldn't live in their country, so they had to come here to survive. And I was born into that. I also didn't have a choice for it, but I'm very privileged and lucky for it.
Sada grew up advocating for Palestinian freedom because of his family's experience.
I have pictures of myself literally when I was like 9 years old, 10 years old, at the Monument Circle down here in downtown, holding up the same posters that say, save Gaza, save the children, stop killing children. It's something I've been involved in for so long. It's been like literally my entire life's purpose.
But it became overwhelming in the past months.
This is like the most HD live broadcasted genocide to have been ever seen in history.
Sada watches the daily reports about Gaza since October when Hamas militants launched a deadly attack on Israel. Now more than 10,000 women and children have since been killed in the Gaza Strip, according to a revised death toll from the United Nations. He says it's all taking a toll on him.
I can't focus on school, I can't focus on work, I can't focus on my day-to-day activities. It's hard to focus on yourself mentally. Physically, you start, you know, just dropping the ball.
As Sada struggles with these challenges, he's also confronted by rising discrimination from some on campus and the media.
I've been called a terrorist before. People have said I am a terrorist sympathizer. People say that I don't stand for what's right because I'm a Palestinian. It's all just these little, some people consider microaggressions. I just think it's blatant racism and discrimination.
Sada isn't the only student feeling this. At another college campus, Imam Anis Adni says he understands the pain many feel about the war. He is the Muslim Life Advisor at Butler University, where he tries to foster a safe and welcoming culture for Muslim students.
And with the drastic increase in Islamophobia in our society, I feel a moral obligation, a sense of responsibility to be there for these youth the way that elders were there for me.
Adni says he's become a first responder as he helps students process trauma personally and what they see from Gaza in the news and social media.
I can be present. I can be willing. I can be open. I can be supportive. But anybody can do that. That's not just me, you know, as a chaplain, as an imam. All of us can do that for each other. All of us can be there for each other.
Adni says Palestine is at the heart of everything for him and others. As Muslim students speak out through protests and encampments in Indiana and beyond, they found students of other faiths and no faith have joined them.
I think it's hard on everyone individually, but knowing that we're not alone is helping everyone get through the day, the week, the month, the year.
Now, Sada is home in Fishers with his family. He's applying for jobs in social work. He wants to help abused and neglected children. Later, he may seek another degree so he can help kids with war-related PTSD. But for now, his true focus remains.
And I also do hope that people still keep their focus on Gaza, because the people of Gaza are literally, it's a race against time, like every single day.
I'm Sydney Dauphiné.